U.S. greater than here's why it's dangerous for you to go to the drive-in cinema if you're feeling tired or unwell. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact connect with us World of Buzz Here's why it's dangerous for you to go to the drive-in cinema if you're feeling tired or unwell news. Majin man who slashed stray dog to death fined erm 7,000 for animal cruelty. Gov may make the wearing of face masks compulsory, decision to be announced soon. Here's why it's dangerous for you to go to the drive-in cinema if you're feeling tired or unwell. This uncle is selling 2 trays of eggs for RM17 with his son in Gombak to cope after MCO. What is caution fatigue and could it be the cause of the new clusters in Malaysia? Current Affairs Social Stories Society. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Malaysia didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word keling. Meet Siaza, the Majin designer who turns old broken furniture into luxurious pieces. Meet Izati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. People features lifestyle. Study shows that eating kimchi protects you from COVID-19, but how true is it? A wizard. Pandora just released 6 new charms Malaysian Potterheads will absolutely love. Get ready for the Pokemon multiplayer game coming soon to iOS and Android. You can get up to 10% off iPad or Macs in Malaysia and you don't even need to be a student. These Doraemon-inspired Nike SB Dunk High will soon be hitting stores. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. There's actually a Syed Siddiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Feeling lonely? This Japanese company offers fake friends just for your Instagram. Creator of the smiley face only got paid $45 and never received royalty. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Galap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Shepherd plays Who's Most Malaysian. The New Norm, How Malaysians Enjoy Ice Cream with Friends? Malaysians Ride Roller Coaster 18 Times. Alexander 23 Spins the Malaysian Wheel. Chup. Ratatouille Makes Wonton Mee. Munch Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. We all know that drive-in cinema is finally available in Malaysia, but do not go if you are feeling tired or have any discomfort as you might fall asleep in the car with the engine on. This is because the colorless and odorless carbon monoxide gas leaked from the exhaust can cause carbon monoxide gas poisoning if they are inhaled. The signs and symptoms of carbon monoxide gas poisoning include dizziness, blurred vision, loss of consciousness and more. Depending on the exposure period to these poisonous gases, one may suffer from heart damage, brain damage, and even death because of it. According to Astro Awani, Datuk Seri Dr. Ismail Abdul Muttalib, the Deputy Minister of Housing and Local Government stated that it will be safer for the public to only watch television at home. It's not that we want to shut the idea down, we're thinking for the best, but we do not want the small things to lead to a bigger disaster, he added. On the 19th of July 2020, yesterday, Public Health Malaysia posted a statement urging the public to not fall asleep in the car with the engine on. Unlike other countries, Malaysia has humid and hot weather which makes people want to turn on the air conditioner even when the car is immobile. This comes after Perak launched the first ever drive-in cinema in the country, namely the Casuarina Sini Drive in Ipoh. It is located at Bandar Meru Raya, Ipoh and can hold as many as 70 vehicles at a time. This drive-in cinema came to life during the Movement Control Order, MCO, period, when social distancing needed to be practiced to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 virus. It was also seen as a catalyst to rejuvenate Perak's tourism, according to Datuk Seri Aman Faisal Azumu, the chief minister of the Perak state. Nevertheless, the public is now advised to stay home instead of going to the drive-in cinema if they are feeling unwell or exhausted. Always make sure that you are samanyat enough for a drive-in cinema movie date, and do your vehicle checkups regularly. Also read, Malaysia's first ever drive-in cinema will be opening soon. Source, Dehart Plumbing Source, Public Health Malaysia Source, Bernama Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.